Welcome to Community Voices. I'm Randy Eccles, and we are joined by another musician with ties to the area, Jeff Davidsmeyer. Thanks for joining us on Community Voices today.
Hey, thanks a lot, Randy.
Looks like rain's coming in the side. Blue sky turns dark as night. River looks still as glass till them winds blow past. There's a coolness to the wind that comes into as the storm makes her way into view. Better batten down them hatches, boys. There's a storm on the Illinois. There's a storm on the Illinois. Beautiful as anything. She moves in like a caps on the water start to show. Leaves in the trees begin to blow. Smell of the rain fills the air. This old storm don't care. Fishing boats return to shore. They've ridden out these river storms before. Wind and rain and her thunderous noise. There's a storm on the Illinois. There's a storm on the in like a hurricane and quickly leaves like she never came on the Illinois. Hear the rain on this tin roof of mine as the thunder and goes. Lightning strikes across the water on the Illinois. On the Illinois. Quickly as she came, she goes away. Heading north or east, it's hard to say. An eagle starts to fly from her nest. A gentle breeze blows across my chest. Them fishing boats push off from shore, hoping that their nets catch some more. The beauty of this river never ends. Oh, the storms on the Illinois. There's a storm on the Illinois. Beautiful as she moves in like a hurricane and quickly quickly leave,
quickly leave,
like she never came. On the Illinois, on the Illinois, on the Illinois.
Local music streams on the X. Jacksonville's Jeff and Teresa Davidsmeyer. Storm on the Illinois. We are joined by Jeff Davidsmeyer on Community Voices today. We have heard over the years about the New Goat Ensemble. Although you started in 90 and took over a decade off, you got back together in 2023 for a reunion show. You did a second reunion show. Is there a third reunion show coming up?
We hope so. We're kind of working on that. Hopefully it'll be later this fall. We're trying to pin down a couple of dates for that, but maybe looking at October.
For folks who don't know the New Goat Ensemble, can you tell us a little bit about it and how it got started?
My friend Brad Florth and I have known each other since high school. We were playing a little bit of music together. In 1990, a fellow by the name of Roger Zuloff used to host an Earth Day here in Jacksonville every year. And he asked me if I would want to play. I said, yeah, I would. The date was coming up slowly but surely. I don't want to do it by myself. So I asked Brad about it. And he said, yeah, he'd do it. And he was playing what they call resonator guitar or dobro. We got together. One thing led to another. And was like, you know, it'd be nice to have a bass player, and then it'd be nice to have a drummer. I knew a bass player by the name of Rob Killam, who I'd played with back in 1985 and 1986 in the local band here, Tapestry. So I called him and see if he wanted to try this. He did. He said, I know a drummer that I've played with before by the name of Andy Hansen. He called Andy and we all got together, and I think I had about six songs that I'd written. Earth Day came and we went and played. That was the beginning.
This is in Jacksonville, right?
Yes.
What was the reception like on that first show?
People were really, really welcoming to us. It was a little scary because we were playing our own music. We did another little show, and we only had like six or seven songs, probably six songs. We asked a local bar owner over at Bay Hands, Rob Yudakovich, if we could play one Saturday there, and he was having his 25th anniversary of being open. It was a monumental anniversary. We played, and people liked it. At that time, we were all acoustic. I played acoustic guitar, Brad played the dobro, and a little bit of acoustic guitar. Andy had a small drum set and Rob played bass. It just kind of went from there, and we went electric later, and we started doing more songs and writing more songs, and we'd throw in a cover here and there. We started playing a lot in the Springfield area and doing first night. I think people seemed to like us just because we were playing our own music, and that time in the early 90s, it was very acceptable. We were friends with Tom Irwin. Brad played a lot with Tom Irwin back then. We just had a little following going. It was really fun. Later on, Tony Berkman joined us as a drummer. That was early on. We might have played maybe a show or two without him, and then after that he joined. Then we had another friend that came up and started playing different percussion with us by the name of Mike Krupp, and we had met him through Illinois College. Before long, we had three drummers playing around. It was a neat setup.
Jacksonville's New Goat Ensemble, live on the X. Over and over.
I'm
we are joined by Jeff Davidsmeyer on Community Voices today. Did you tour outside of Jacksonville, Springfield at all? How did the band grow?
No, not really. We would play in Jacksonville and a few places. We were always invited. Jacksonville is kind of the nice community in that it supports locals. We'd play 4th of July and we'd play different things. In Springfield, we were playing a couple of different clubs over there. Did First Night for several years. We didn't get very far away from Jacksonville and Springfield. We did play a couple of things one time, an event for somebody. It was not the right crowd because I don't know what they were expecting, but they didn't know our music. We kind of knew where to play and where not to play.
Are you still playing around yourself?
Yeah. We're doing a couple of gigs here and there. Back, I believe it was in 24. Our original bass player, Rob Killam, passed away. Brian Leonard had played with us off and on early on. Fantastic bass player and person. He stepped up and said, I'd love to play with you guys if that's okay. The first gig at the reunion in 2023, Rob and Brian shared the bass duties. Worked out really nicely. In 24, Rob had already passed. Brian has filled his shoes and is doing great.
When you got back together, how was the response? People must have really enjoyed getting to see you again.
It was fun. In 23, we had people from California, Chicago, Colorado, somebody what we call Goathead. He came back from Australia. We had people from really all over the country. It was a great time. It was just, everybody says, when are you going to do this again? So we said, well, we'll try and do it again next year.
Fans came in from all around the world then. Goatheads.
Yeah.
The reason you have to have the reunion is not all the band lives here now.
No, they don't. Mike Krupp is in Wyoming, Laramie, Wyoming. His band out there that he plays with, a couple of bands, they just dropped an album this week, and they are really good playing big places. Tony Berkman lives up in Rockford. The rest of us are local. We've got a little band on the side that's kind of gone back to the acoustic side, which we call the Way Out Yonders. We're doing goat music. It's just a slimmed down version of the Goats. And that's with the local guys here. We'll play up at the Soap Company in Jacksonville, the coffee house. We play like an hour and 20 minutes of acoustic music and some new music that I've done.
If somebody sees the Way Out Yonders?
Yeah, Way Out Yonders. It's members of the new Goat Ensemble. Without basically Tony and Mike.
Keep your eyes open for the Way Out Yonders. That would be a version of the new Goat Ensemble. Now, you were mentioning that first show back in 1990. I think you had 6 original songs, and you guys are very much focused, always have been, on originals. How many songs do you have now?
Oh, we could play 4 hours of original music. I bet we've got anywhere from 45 to 60 songs, maybe even more than that. Now, some we tend to improvise a lot, and some have come from improvising. Years ago, I used to try and record our shows with a little cassette tape, go play them back and hear it and go, hey, we need to pick up on that one. That's part of the repertoire.
Is any of it available if people want to listen to it?
No. There's some YouTube stuff Brian Leonard is doing for us. We've got an album that we recorded in 93. It was 3 live shows that we put together. That CD got released, I believe, in 96. And in fact, the Chamber of Commerce, we had a big CD release party at the old Holiday Inn in the Holodome. The mayor was there, and it was, again, Jacksonville just supports their community so well. That CD is available at live shows. We ought to put it on Spotify or something. It's called Campylobacter.
It's a collector's item. If you can find a CD copy around, or perhaps at one of the Way Out Yonder shows, you might have a CD somebody could buy.
Yeah, we might have it there too, yeah.
What's the future looking like for both you and the Variations?
We're all interested in playing. I'm still doing some writing and bringing in this other acoustic side.
Almost Heaven, Jacksonville's Jeff and Teresa Davidsmeyer, streaming on the X.
There's a cabin on the river, sometimes we call home. It's always fun to go there, just you and I alone. There ain't no running water and no TV. It's not real fancy, but neither are we. We're off the beaten highway, on an old road.
just a few old cabins forgotten long ago. Friday nights are magic, 'cause no one's around except for us and some bugs and such. I hope we're never found. My county, Illinois, you're something to see. Pilot Bluff and the river feels like home to me. Stars fill the nighttime sky, one of endless dreams. Pike County, Illinois, almost heaven to me. The shiny leaves of the cottonwoods rustling in the wind, the sound of a railroad train heading home again. A Kever's Isle sits quietly in all her majesty. Centuries of secrets, an unknown history. Pike County, Illinois, you're something to see. Pilot Bluff and the river feels like home to me. Stars fill the nighttime sky, one of endless dreams. Pike County, Illinois, almost heaven to me. Come lay down next to me, close your eyes, let me in your dreams as the night takes us down her streams to a place, to a place,
to a place
like this. Light of the morning sunrise dances across the sky. Lightning bugs have gone to bed, a hummingbird takes flight. Looking out on this paradise, it feels like make-believe. Dreams fall from your sleepy head, I hope we never leave. Something to see. Pilot Bluff and the river feels like home to me. Stars fill the nighttime sky, one of endless dreams. Pike County, Illinois, almost heaven to me.
Almost Heaven, Jacksonville's Jeff and Teresa Davidsmeyer, streaming on the X. What's the future looking like?
This other acoustic side with the Way Out Yonders. The Goats enjoy playing together when we can get Tony down and Mike out. This fall, October 4th, we'll be playing for the Jacksonville celebration downtown in Jacksonville at 2:30, and the whole band will be there. Mike will be there, Tony will be there, and we're going to do a little hour and a half set October 4th on a Saturday.
We'll look forward to getting to check that out in Jacksonville. Any iconic story or anything from that era you want to share?
People a lot of time ask about the name. Where did the name come from? Brad Florth had always joked about having a goat name in the band. Brad and I would go see a band or something, and we would say, well, we really like your ensemble. And we used the word ensemble instead of band or group or whatever, just kind of tongue-in-cheek. At some point, we had a little tape. It had said Old Goat Band on it. And then Roger Zuloff was trying to introduce us that day, and he said something about the Old Goat Band. And I said, well, Goat Ensemble. Rob Killam stepped up and said New Goat on song. The next morning in the Sunday paper, there was a picture of us with our name, New Goat Ensemble, underneath.
It's really good to hear about the New Goat Ensemble. Looking forward to that Reunion 3.0 show coming up October 4th. Try to find that CD somewhere from 1996 if we can. Thanks for joining us, Jeff Davidsmeyer. We look forward to hearing more from the New Goat Ensemble and from the Way Out Yonder.
All right. Thank you very much, Randy.
Community Voices is a production of NPR Illinois.